Hello, Speedway fans, both home and away. Do you want to get in contact with us directly at the track? Email vectorspeedway@gmail.com to get in contact.
The starter walks away, the green light's on, and it's a good clean start. It looks to me like Ben Wilson has made an absolutely fabulous start as he comes past me. Yes, indeed, Ben Wilson in lead. There's a bit of a tussle between Lee Smart and Callum Walker for the Plymouth Devils.
As they come around to start the final lap of the heat, it is still Ben Wilson for the Warriors with quite a commanding lead. As Ben comes around the final two bends, he takes the win of heat number 10, sponsored by Colin, June and Steph Whitlock, with Lee Smart taking second place for the Plymouth Devils and Callum Walker taking third.
Cup defeat for the Warriors.
Already 4 points down from a home defeat on Thursday evening, the Warriors fared no better in the second leg of the Knockout Cup, with Plymouth going down by 13 points on the night and 98-81 on aggregate. Warriors were forced into borrowing local Plymouth youngsters Saul Bully and Craig Nevercott to complete their injury-hit side, whilst the Devon outfit were without Benji Compton, who had not recovered from his fall in the first leg, and so employed the rider replacement facility. This really played into the home team's hands when the number one rider, Steve Boxall, able to take an additional ride as he went on to complete a full six-ride maximum on the night and contribute 32 points to his team's overall match total. Warriors did not go down without a fight, with skipper James Cockle and Nathan Grees working overtime to stem the tide. But unfortunately, the tail failed to wag and the home team got home comfortably and will face Birmingham in the next round. So for the Plymouth Devils, it was Steve Boxall, 18, Richard Andrews, 7+1, Lee Smart, 13, Callum Walker, 4+2, Benji Compton was a rider replacement, Rob Parker, 2+1, Henry Atkins, 7+1 for the Isle of Wight Warriors. Ben Wilson, 6+1. Tyler Govier, rider replacement. James Cockle, 11. Chris Woodman, 7+1. Nathan Greaves, 10. Jamie Seeley, 1+1. Sam Bully, 1. Craig Nevercott, 2. Warriors now face the next challenge when they need to regroup at the Andrew Uni Smallbrook Stadium on Thursday the 4th of May at 1900 when Swindon Sprockets visit in the National Trophy. You're listening to Vectus Radio. Tune in for a truly unique take on National League Speedway, a father and daughter commentary team doing their best to give you all the action from the home meetings of the Whitelink Warriors. Also podcasted on Vectus Radio's homepage, normally from the Saturday after the event. Vectus Radio, supporting National League Speedway.
Swindon Sprockets are putting the final touches on their preparations for the start of their tilt at the 2017 National League Trophy with the completion of their team. Last week, Sprockets boss Lee Kilby announced six of the riders that will ride for the team this year, but has now confirmed David Wellinger is the final name in the septet. He joins homegrown rider Daryl Richings, 2017 Swindon Robins team member Zach Wachnett, as well as Dan Greenwood, David Mason, Taylor Hampshire and Lane Cupid. The Sprockets will tackle home and away meetings against Plymouth Devils and the Isle of Wight Warriors in a round robin group, starting on the road against the latter on Thursday 4th of May. We did the one-off Sprockets meeting last year and grassroots speedway is something Swindon hasn't had for a long time and it's something we want back, said Kilby, the son of legendary Swindon rider Bob Kilby. We're using riders from other National League sides who haven't entered this competition, but although we are very much a select team, we are in it to win it. We've got four meetings in a round robin group and if we win our group, we go into a final. That's the aim. We've got a mix of youth and experience. We've got guys who have completed a lot at National League level and some up and coming riders too. Having Daryl in the team was crucial for us. We have got a great friendship, but personally that to one side, he is the best Swindon-born rider out there at the moment, so it's important for us to try and help him along and aid his development as much as we can. It's good to get Zach in too, as it's a nice link with the Robins team, and we want to get Zach on the track as much as we can. Zach is from Bristol, so he is a local boy as well. When my dad was racing years ago, if you were local, you were from Swindon or Mynty or Marlborough. Nowadays, if you're local to a club, it just means you're English, so to have a Swindon lad and a Bristol lad in there is brilliant and good for the fans. Youth will be a big factor off the track as well as on it for the Sprockets, with Kilby keen to engage the next generation of the club supporters and offering free admission for children to home meetings. It's exciting, it's a good opportunity for Swindon to do something different, and I'm really keen to go around some schools and promote it, said Kilby. We want to go into schools and do some assemblies and get people interested. We will take Daryl and a bike and try to get people interested. K kids can attend our home meetings for free, so it's a great opportunity for youngsters to come to Speedway.
Join us soon for coverage of the White Link Warriors riding against the Swindon Sprockets in the National Trophy meeting, coming up real soon.